This is VOA News. I'm Lori London. A man exploded a small homemade bomb outside the U.S. Embassy in Beijing, China, on Thursday. AP correspondent Christopher Bodine reports.
Fortunately, nobody was killed or injured. The suspect himself suffered some kind of an injury to his hand, but nobody was hurt. There was no word at present on the motive or any other particulars about why he might have done this.
Although the incident appeared minor, it drew international attention because Beijing maintains strict security in the diplomatic neighborhoods of China's capital, and such attacks against high-profile targets are rare. The United States is threatening sanctions on Turkey unless a detained American pastor is released. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence gave the warning while speaking on Thursday at a religious freedom summit at the State Department.
If Turkey does not take immediate action to free this innocent man of faith and send him home to America, the United States will impose significant sanctions on Turkey until Pastor Andrew Brunson is free.
Brunson, an evangelical pastor from Black Mountain, North Carolina, has been jailed in Turkey on terrorism and espionage charges. His case has strained relations between Turkey and the U.S., both NATO allies. U.S. officials say they expect to reunite all eligible children who had been separated from their parents after entering the country illegally by Thursday's court-ordered deadline, the Justice Department said in a court filing Thursday afternoon in San Diego, that more than 1,400 children, 5 years and older, had been reunited so far. Another 378 were released in what it calls appropriate circumstances, meaning they were turned over to sponsors who can properly care for them. You're listening to VOA News. House Speaker Paul Ryan says he is not on board with an effort by some House conservatives to impeach the Deputy U.S. Attorney General. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Do I support impeachment of Rod Rosenstein? No, I do not.
Ryan's comments came after 11 GOP lawmakers filed articles of impeachment criticizing Rosenstein for not fully complying with committee requests for documents in the Russia and Hillary Clinton email investigations.
I don't think we should be cavalier with this process or with this term, number one. Number two, I don't think that this rises to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors, a really high standard.
Rosenstein's also getting backing from his boss, Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
I have the highest confidence in him.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Kenya's Ministry of Tourism and Wildlife says another rhinoceros has died from drinking salty water at a new sanctuary in a national park. Correspondent Mohamed Youssef has more on what's become a disaster for Kenyan wildlife officials.
A total of 14 black rhinos were sent to the new park 4 weeks ago. Government findings show the rhinos died of drinking salty water from boreholes. The black rhinos were moved to the new park with the goal of increasing their population and also to move them to a safer place, away from poachers. Rhino numbers have dropped in recent years, mainly due to poaching. Poachers kill animals to satisfy the black market for rhino horn, which is wanted in Asia as a status symbol and for the false belief it has healing qualities. According to the non-profit group Save the Rhino, more than 7,200 African rhinos have been lost to poaching during the past decade. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Paul McCartney is planning a return to the famous Liverpool club, credited with being the birthplace of the Beatles. AP correspondent Zuria Shakely reports.
Yesterday, McCartney is set to take the stage at the Cavern Club for an exclusive performance. The Fab Four played at the Cellar Bar, now located across the street from its original venue in their early years. The Beatles dropped a hint about the gig during an appearance at the Liverpool Institute of Performing Arts. He told Pulp frontman Jarvis Cocker, who was hosting a question and answer session, that we have a little secret gig somewhere in Liverpool. McCartney paid tribute to the other Beatles when asked about the best musicians he had ever worked with. Zaria Shakili, London.
Former President Donald Trump aide and, or President Donald Trump former aide and apprentice contestant Omarosa Maganalt Newman has a memoir coming out that her publisher says will be explosive. I'm Lori London, VOA News.